Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bob Latore, Justin Tinsley, Sarah Spain, Woody Page. It's SCC Media Day, week, month, life, which means coaches talk.
Fannable football will be the best program in the country.
Coaches get paid. But does it mean Kentucky quarterback Will Levis has to show us he drinks his coffee with mayo? Look at it curdling right here. Let's go around that horn.
Tony, kids are watching, man. What about the kids?
Humanity.
Thought it would be. And I like mayo.
What about the kids?
I do like mayo. That's just so much.
NFL news of the day, and it's large. Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. That wouldn't they relationship coming to terms on an extension. 5 years, $230 million, $160 million guaranteed. It's the second highest paid QB average at $46 million per year. Don't have to tell you anymore. Pablo Torre, around the horn to you. All good now in Arizona? All good now for Kyler Murray?
It's better now, Tony. It's better now that we're no longer talking and learning about how you can hide selectively Instagram posts on your account. Kyler taught me about Instagram archiving, which is a thing I did not know existed because I'm now officially old. But what happens now, Tony, is that the drama is going to abate. But the future, specifically the second half of the season, the postseason, this is where all the questions still linger. They have a coach in Cliff Kingsbury, who's represented by the same agent as Kyler Murray, let's remember, and a GM in Steve Keim, who have together all signed long-term deals. They've signed long-term deals despite the fact that their offense routinely struggles in the red zone, and their team as a whole fades in the second half. And so the second half of the season is when we'll know if they're all good or whether this was just a temporary reprieve from all of the
Justin
bad.
Justin Tinsley.
Look, I want to make it clear. I'm happy for Kyler Murray. That's deserved. He got his bag. And now it's put up or shut up time. As Pablo alluded, now you got to do it for the entire season. But I'm going to use a macro point of view. All this does is make me look at the city of Baltimore, and in particular their quarterback, Lamar Jackson. And for all the conversation around him and this contract, honestly, Tony, we still really don't know much about it. And if you're Baltimore, do you really want to go into another season, this season in particular, with this looming over your head? If you're Lamar, you've seen every quarterback over the past couple of seasons get paid, get a bag, except you. And you got to figure that Lamar should and would get more than what Kyler just got because he is the more dynamic quarterback. So that's what I'm really interested in
seeing.
Yeah, let me just start by saying that this is what happens when you're a great quarterback, and that is a position of need. We're going to talk about the money, but if that's what he asked for to stick around, they had to pay. As a fan of a team who I hope one day has a quarterback great enough to be accused of overpaying.
One of these decades, yes.
This is
yes.
what you
one
want.
One of these decades.
Right? I mean, this is what you want. That being said, we do have to take a look at the fact that he doesn't have playoff experience, that the end of seasons are rough, and he's going to be without DeAndre Hopkins for the first six games of the season. So no, not everything is great yet. They have to figure out how to be good enough at the beginning to survive a fade at the end. And if they're not even good at the beginning, this is going to be a real ugly look at the first year of this
season. You said he doesn't have playoff experience. He has playoff experience. It is abysmal playoff experience
is what he's got.
All right, Woody Page, how do you view this deal?
And the reason why his playoff experience was bad was because Hopkins was injured twice last year.
Yeah.
With both of them in the lineup, they were 8-2, 1-4 when Hopkins, including that playoff game, when Hopkins wasn't available. And as Sarah pointed out, he's not going to be available for the first six games. Going to have to turn to Brown, who they pulled in, that played with Murray at Oklahoma. I found it funny that Murray got $500,000 more than Watson did. So that means, Justin, that Lamar Jackson's going to get at least $500,000 more.
He may be angling for more than that. But what I'm hearing is more money, more pressure, more problems for Kyler Murray with DeAndre Hopkins out of the lineup for the first chunk of the season. All right, we've been horned. We'll move on. ESPYs last night, some great moments. You can talk about it, maybe your favorite after. But we start with Aaliyah Boston and how this network, ESPN, responded. It was Dawn Staley's post where we all first heard Boston, while nominated for Best College Athlete Women's Sports, was not invited to the ESPYs. Staley writing, not one person was able to see the uproar. There is definitely something wrong with the makeup of the room. And she's speaking about decision makers at ESPN and of the ESPYs. Boston posted this. To be nominated for an ESPY this year meant the world to me and my family. While it hurt finding out they wouldn't be televising the category, despite it being televised last year and had no intentions for me to attend, it hurt more to see ESPN change course and invite me only after social media caught wind. Respectfully, I decline. Boston continuing, saying she's used to this. It's just another moment when the disrespect and erasure of black women is brushed off as a mistake or an oversight. ESPN's response through Executive Senior VP Rob King, the ESPYs have worked hard to create meaningful moments around women in sports this year. We hope to capture the progress of the women who continue to blaze trails and are committed to celebrating their stories, impact, and forward movement. We also realize that there is still much work to be done and are unwavering about getting it right. We hear you, we see you, we celebrate you. Sarah Spain, a lot to unpack there. How do you consider it all?
Well, first, every year there are awards that don't get televised, and every year there are nominees who don't get invited. This was not a one-person thing. But just last year, this award was televised when Paige Bueckers won it. And in her speech, she went out of her way to point out that black female basketball players don't get the same endorsements, attention, coverage, content that their white counterparts. And so to follow that up 1 year later with a perfect example of that was more than just an oversight. And it stems from our lack of ability to cover women multidimensionally throughout the course of their careers and in a way that matches the way we look at men's sports. We're really great at celebrating big achievements like gold medals or title wins. We're really great at feature stories and storytelling or big presentations like last night's Title IX, which was lovely, or a couple years ago, the Larry Nassar victims up on stage, which was one of the most powerful things I've ever watched on television. But every single day, en route to those bigger moments, there are games being played, there are coaches being fired or hired, there are battles being won in the trenches on the court, and we don't cover them. ESPN doesn't, and other places don't. And that results in situations where maybe they look at Aaliyah Boston and they say, I don't know if she makes a big splash on the red carpet. Let's invite Michaela Schifrin instead, even though she's not even nominated. Mm. Or let's invite this person who's a male athlete that everybody knows. But guess why they don't know her? Because we don't cover Aaliyah Boston the way we do other athletes who are men, or other athletes who are white, or other athletes who get more attention. And so we need to fix that by overcorrecting for the decades that we've done things wrong. And we need to be intentional about it so that we don't offer ourselves up for mistakes like this. And that's going to be judged by giving us the benefit of the doubt when we put in the work every day to cover women better.
Justin Tinsley.
Tony, you know I cover hip-hop for a living, and by proxy, I cover hip-hop and award shows. And historically, rap and the Grammys have always been at odds for many of the same reasons that Aaliyah Boston and Dawn Staley just mentioned here. And I do want to say, I do think the ESPYs covered a lot of women and women in sports wonderfully last night. Sarah just mentioned the Title IX presentation, which was amazing. But across this network, hours upon hours upon hours each week, we're constantly talking about athletes, what they should do, what they shouldn't do. But every now and then, we have to be able to look ourselves in the mirror and be like, you know what? We might have got it wrong on this. Our intention doesn't match our execution. I think that's what happened right here. We have to be able to do that. And I look at just where we are in society right now and what women are faced with. They are under brutal and constant attack. And I mean, I look at situations like Brittany Griner, the fallout from Roe versus Wade, the rise in violence against women. So all of these conversations matter when we're having this particular conversation right here. So when you're part of a marginalized group like black women, every slight is going to cut with the force of 100 knives. And honestly, when you look at Aaliyah Boston, a lot of her dominance was on this very network, and she deserved to be there because she was one of the most dominant athletes in all of sports, men or women.
Pablo Torre, again, I read from Senior Executive Vice President Rob King saying, we're going to be unwavering about getting this right. Did they get it right with Aaliyah Boston this week?
Tony, this was a very preventable mistake, and it's also an ironic one because the whole point of even nominating her, right, having an awards show like this where you have a category like this, is to bring honor to her name, to celebrate her. Yes, exactly. And instead, for reasons that Justin and Sarah very adroitly pointed out, this came across like the opposite of a celebration for Aaliyah Boston. So the question I ask myself is it understandable that she feels that way? The answer to that is yes. And the second question is, could this have been all prevented? The answer to that is also yes. And Tony, yes, I think of the Oscars not airing like film editing as a category, right? But this is a special particular category because the context here is this struggle for visibility, for attention, for who can be the face of your sport. If that is so much of the context and the journalism many of us are doing at this company, to not have one of those faces and those names there, invited, respected, included, it just backfires, which is why all of this is extra, extra disappointing.
So Woody, hearing that, well, there was COVID restrictions to the number of seats inside, and they combined multiple award ceremonies with the humanitarian awards and all these other logistical things that you could be like, all right, I hear you, to understand that nominees were hurt not being invited. How do you hear Aaliyah Boston?
Well, I appreciate what she said, what Sarah has followed up by saying. I've learned more as a person who not only is a white man, but a person who works at ESPN and a person who actually worked on two of the ESPN shows behind the curtain in the early years of the ESPYs. No, the network didn't get it right this week, but it has gotten so many other issues and aspects of it right over the years in terms of what it, the money it's been raised in awareness for cancer, of recognizing women in sports and rewarding them, going to areas that we don't normally recognize in minor sports. I think there have been so many advances made since the early days when I was working on the show, but we must listen to those who are out there. And I think Aaliyah and Sarah both have drawn us closer to maybe getting it more right in the future.
That's well said, Woody, because it's recognizing what could be a mistake, what could be systemic. Because I think that's exactly what Aaliyah Boston is talking about here. I want to go back to you, Sarah Spain, for one thing. As we sat down, you mentioned another moment in the award show.
Yeah. Megan Rapinoe, Katie Ledecky, Island Gu. These are all superstar female athletes, none of whose names were correctly pronounced. And I don't necessarily blame the presenters as much as I do, again, our larger lack of coverage that doesn't make them household names the way they maybe they should be. And the attention and care to detail to make sure we get that right.
I appreciate your thoughts on this. Justin, one thing you said really rings true for me as communicators. We lose control of our message the moment it leaves our lips. Our intentions may be one thing, how it's received by an audience, or received in this case by the nominees for this award, is a different thing. That's filtered through their own experiences, their own realities, which if the people in the room haven't experienced that, as Dawn Staley was saying, well, then your intention in the end, as pure as it might be, might not matter. It's a miss for them as well. One last thing, ESPY Awards, and those particular categories, were voted on by fans, and that's how Jocelyn Allo came to win that award and the other awards of the night. Take a break here. Thank you for your time. Fire still on the other side.
Around the Horn is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live la vida más fina. Part of Happy Hour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
News of the day from SEC Media Day, not involving mayonnaise. We'll get to that later. Georgia football and Kirby Smart. New 10-year deal worth $112.5 million. That's tops in college for average value per year for head coaches. More than Nick Saban. Woody, buy or sell?
I'm buying it because he will have the highest salary for about 15 minutes before Saban gets a new deal and before a bunch of other coaches get new deals. But over 6 years, he's won 66 games. He's finally beaten Alabama in his fifth try, and he's done a great job there. Georgia winning the first national championship in 41 years. It's the state of the world in college football.
Spain.
Yeah, I mean, to Woody's point, we're always probably going to have sticker shock over how much these guys are making, but that's how much money that sport makes. And that's why it's all the more important for the coaches to stop publicly deriding NIL. Now, I know Kirby Smart has said he's down for the cause
in general. Yeah, right. He has said that.
But he thinks that the newbies coming in, the freshmen and the youngsters, what are they going to do with all this money? How are they going to spend it? They can't handle it. They're not going to work hard. Not understanding that the end result of that NIL will be if they don't work hard and they're not any good, they won't get paid again. And the kids know that too. So you take care of your money, Kirby. You spend it on what you want, and you let them get paid too because they're the ones making all that money for you.
Yeah, unlike Woody's blackboard, I am actually going to buy this, mainly because Georgia thinks this is the guy that can create the legitimate second dynasty in the SEC. But while the rich get richer, this leaves far more questions than answers in the NIL era, and whether or not these players will ever receive proper compensation for these large contracts they're responsible for producing.
Pablo Torre.
Yeah, that's the thing. NIL, for all of the wisdom that Sarah was sharing there, is just flatly insufficient when it comes to compensating the players. I mean, this is like the oldest song we play, Tony, in terms of sports criticism, but it's true every time we see one of these contracts. Like, I have to keep singing it. I have to do this karaoke because it's ridiculous that all of the money's flowing into the sport, the coaches profit, and the players, hey, you can get an Arby's sponsorship, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Or a barber's sponsorship, Woody Page.
They have the meats.
Taking a shot at Justin Tinsley. I don't know.
You know, I'm very protective of my barber.
We'll move on. James Harden's new deal with the 76ers, $33 million for next year, and then he has a player option, so we get to do it all over again. Pablo, your account. What does this deal accomplish for the Sixers?
Tony, it's meaningful because they got P.J. Tucker and Daniel House and DeAnthony Melton because of James Harden taking a pay cut. But the problem is Sixers fans like myself would just rather James Harden be worth the max completely. Like, just be the guy who used to deserve a full max contract. That, to me, is the biggest deal with the Sixers.
But can he be? I'm sensing no to the answer to that question. Woody Page, how about you?
When I first heard it, he said, I'll take whatever's left over. I thought the guy was going to get $6, $7 million, and he'd be happy with that. And then I see $68 million, and I'm like, really? Really? But he did help the team, and he will help the team as a facilitator. He's not an MVP candidate anymore. He's a guy that's just going to be a player on your team.
So you think the next year could be better, though, in Philly, knowing his role a little bit more as the facilitator? Okay.
It has more depth and a better team overall.
Sarah?
Yeah. Yeah, this is fascinating to me. This is the first time in his career where it feels to me that he cares about how he's seen and what his legacy will be received as. Because if he doesn't play up to snuff, that next contract he gets will be even smaller. He could have just taken the most now while there's still the ability to tell people he's the guy. If he proves he's not anymore again this next season, the team will be better. And he might have more success overall, but he will probably earn less money in the next deal. And that's the fascinating part. We haven't seen this side of him yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and honestly, Sarah just mentioned cares. Like, I think he cares mainly because, like, James Harden knows this is his best chance to get a ring. And depending on how the season goes, it may be his last chance.
Justin Tinsley and Woody Page. The showdown has already been locked in now with the trash talk on the chalkboard. Sarah Spain, thank you for your time today. Pablo, you walked into a tough one. All right, take a little bit off the sides, Woody. Justin?
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season. At the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Around the Horn is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live la vida más fina. Part of Happy Hour.
How the sky came back to beat the storm last night, and in doing so, clinched a playoff spot. All-star break was last week. Playoff spot clinched by the champs this week. Woody, what's the takeaway?
Well, the takeaway is the sky's the limit for the sky. If they won last year and they can repeat, it would be nothing but blue skies. I think they have the team to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, let me give Woody a fade here, although I know he doesn't know what that is. They're the defending national champions. It's title or bust. And if Candace Parker can get back-to-back titles on her way out the league, then that makes the GOAT conversation that
and
much more.
They're working on all cylinders. They are a thing to behold.
Ooh, beautiful.
I give you a point for the fade as well there, Justin Tinsley. We'll move on. The new you, Mario Cristobal era, says there will be no turnover chain. Justin, right decision, and how will you remember the turnover chain?
Honestly, pun intended, they should have put this decision on ice only because this turnover chain is a lot better when Miami is actually good, which they were in 2017. It doesn't really mean much when you're 3-5 and you're celebrating a turnover.
Oh, Justin, it's been such a tradition there for a long time. Even though other teams have done it, we think about Miami and the turnover chain. I don't think a new coach should have come in there and said, we're getting rid of it. No, keep it.
Point. Woody Page. Showdown 3, SEC Media Day. Breaking news. Kentucky quarterback Will Levis puts mayo in his coffee. Look at it curdle. And he also eats bananas whole. With the peel. Woody, nope, or hell nope.
Well, the banana thing doesn't have any appeal to me, but I want to try the mayonnaise in the coffee.
Oh, you're doing
no,
it.
No. If this guy was my linebacker, I would be all for it. But as a starting quarterback, I question your decision-making when you put mayo in coffee.
Hold that up a little bit more, Woody, just so I can see. It curdles when it's in there, right? There's a solid form mayo takes in. Oh, that is disgusting. Question the decision-making of my scoring, Woody, as you may. FaceTime Justin Tinsley.
Well, you know, I'm going to give this win a proper lineup, which Woody has never had before in his life. Jonas Valanciunas, the Pelican center, was on a Lithuanian talk show recently and recently made fun of LeBron by doing the crying meme and jockeying for flopping. So what I want to say is this, as Jay-Z once said, do not bark up that tree. That tree will fall on you. Jonas, you still have to play LeBron next year, and I don't know how many wins they're going to have, but I would not want an angry LeBron James barreling towards me.
Justin Tinsley, today's winner. Oh, Woody. Oh, yeah. Mayo was a bad choice. We're on a 23.5-hour break. We'll see you tomorrow around the horn.
Mustard.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.